much. It's great to see all my Democratic friends here tonight. And I will tell you, with what happened this week with Donald Trump tweeting about transgender, I just want to start tonight with saying, I hope we're all allies. So people ask me why I'm running. Well, I'll tell you, it's about my kids and grandkids. That's really true, but it's about them getting to stay in Iowa, getting to raise their families like my parents did. You know, a lot of you know me. I'm from Waterloo. I grew up in a family of eight, and I got to tell you, my parents, dad was a World War II vet, came home, started a construction machinery business, and my mom stayed home and took care of us, and they taught us about caring about others. You know, if a neighbor got sick, we went and helped them, and if somebody in our community needed help, we went and helped those people and got them back on their feet. You know, that's why I became a doctor, because I wanted to care for people, especially when they were hurt or sick. I got to tell you, I've gone all over Iowa in the last couple of years to all 99 counties, and I've been listening to Iowans, and you know what I'm hearing in their dining rooms and in their coffee shops? I'm hearing that they don't feel like they're getting a fair shake. They don't feel like they're getting ahead for their families. They feel like the Branstad Reynolds administration has put profits ahead of people. Well, I want to change that. I want to be a leader who's for all Iowans. I want to be a leader. I've cared for people my whole life. I want to care about the success of every Iowan. That's the kind of governor I want to be. And I'll tell you, I hear a lot about health care. And as a doctor, I want to make sure you all know where I stand. Health care is a right, not a privilege. You know, this Medicaid privatization is a mess. We've disrupted the care to 600,000 of our really vulnerable Iowans who are having trouble getting access to care. I talked to a mom. She has a child with disability. She has to drive an hour and a half to give her kids care. Think about that. When I'm governor, no mother will have to worry about access to care for their children. And I talked to families who are struggling with mental illness and substance abuse and addiction. You know, we're 50th in mental health beds. We're 47th in mental health providers. And we've actually made our police really be our first line medical, our mental health care people. So is that what we want? Exactly. We take care of our mental health patients in ERs and in jails, two of the most expensive and worst places to take care of someone in crisis. We need to prevent the crisis by having the resources people need for upfront counseling. That's what we need to do in Iowa. You know, I've talked to a lot of women, part of the 15,000 that no longer have their Planned Parenthood clinics. You know what they tell me? They're concerned about their cancer screenings and birth control. You know, as a doctor and a woman and a mother of five daughters, I'm a strong supporter of Planned Parenthood, and that's why the first day I'm in office, I will restore funding to Planned Parenthood. You know, I hear from parents about they're worried about their kids and their education. They're worried about them having even enough books to bring home to do their homework. You know, that's not the Iowa we want to be. We should be champions of education. We should be the people where people are envious of us all across the United States. We should be the ones where they move here because of quality education. Do we have any teachers in the audience? I want to thank you. I want to tell you we give you our respect, and we need to give you the resources you need to teach our kids. You know, education is the great equalizer. It lifts everyone up, makes everyone a success. And that's why I'm going to make sure I'm the education governor. So as a mother of seven and one grandchild, I've got to tell you, I want all of our children and our grandchildren to succeed. I want to be the state that has good medical care. I want to be the state that doesn't have someone who has to work two jobs and can't get has minimum wage and can't get $15 an hour, which it ought to be. I want to be the state where we have good education, that we have people, a beacon of education, we have people moving to our state for. That's the governor I want to be. That's the vision I see. Thank you all for letting me be here tonight.